You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
The makers of the Polara APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Polara Accessible Pedestrian Signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request the Polara APS Navigator when needed. Go to polara.com, click on What is an APS, then click on How to request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Polara at 903-366-0300 to request the forms and letters to be mailed to you. Polara is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300 or www.polara.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. We got a show for you tonight. Are you listening? I hope so. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. This is the show that we say we are the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. Hope you love the show tonight. Before we get started, let me introduce to you the players tonight. To my right, my beautiful co-host, Lynn Golder.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Oh, you're quite welcome, darling.
Thank you. And is it really a week?
Yeah, it's been a week.
This time it seemed a little longer. I don't know why. But anyway, we're glad to have you on board, and welcome to the Sunday, October 21st, 2018
show. And to my left, we have our guest host, all the way from Orlando, Florida. Her name is Miss Kelly James.
Yay. I'm taking a picture of you, Kelly. Oh.
Kelly, you there?
Oh, wait, take it off her glasses. Oh, there you go. That's
cute. I am here, yes.
Talking to the mic, Kelly.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Tell everybody what you're wearing, Kelly.
I am wearing an orange shirt with pumpkin leggings with pumpkins on them.
Yeah, she's all set for Halloween.
And behind the scenes, behind the glass, running the show, their producer and engineer, Mr. Chris Shaw.
Top of the great evening. Ah-cha-cha-cha-cha.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Woo! I feel good.
Doesn't make you want to jump?
I think you did that on purpose. Scared the bejeebies out of me.
I thought about Mike.
Yeah. Wake him up.
Wake up, Mike.
I did all the work today, and he's tired.
So good. I got you.
Yow! Mr. James Brown. Oh, that's right. Wake you up out there. Wake you up. So, well, let me say something, folks. Before we get busy. And I'm looking for some words. We got a little sad thing here before I want to get the show started.
We have several.
I want to talk about few things first before we get the show started. Last week, two brothers who listen to the show and partake in this show all the time We're talking about Jason Goldfield and his brother David Goldfield. The Goldfield brothers lost their father. Named Marvin. And all I can say is we're very, very sorry losing Marvin. And we hope the two brothers will, well, take it and move along. I know what happened when I lost my father. It really hit me hard. And to this day, I'm still thinking about him. Besides Marvin, that passed away, we found out another listener, and she's a doll baby from Georgia.
Carolyn Salam
lost her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And Carolyn, what can I say? We only wish you the best and keep a chin up. So for the three of you, the two Goldfields and the brothers and Carolyn Salam, we at Blind and Beyond Radio Show wish you only the best years in your life, and I know you'll miss your loved one, as we all, when we lose someone very close. What else can I say? There's no words that I can express. All I can say is keep a chin up and never forget them. That's the only thing you can do. When you talk about someone who you lost and you keep it going, you'll keep the memory alive forever, as long as you're alive.
That's right.
I talk about my mother, my father, may rest in peace, all the time. And I talk to them all the time as well. So, for Marvin, may you rest in peace. And for Carolyn's sister, may she rest in peace. Let's go to a nice note now.
Well, on a nice note.
Nice note.
Thank you for that beautiful music, Chris. That was really nice and appropriate. We just wanted to give a quick shout out. Hope she's listening, and we'd like to congratulate her. Her name is Naomi Sewell, and Naomi is the new director of the Missouri Council of the Blind in St. Louis, Missouri. So hope you're listening, Naomi, and congratulations to you, and good luck at your new position.
And
how about you, Miss Kelly James? Do you have any shout outs?
I don't.
You don't?
No, not really. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, our typical listeners are listening. I'm going to shout out to Judy Matthews. I was just conversing with her. And Michaela Duffy, if she's listening. Mm-hmm. And Shirley and Lynn Roberts. And, of course, Sheila Young. Those are my shout outs.
Well,
and
good.
I guess you
very
all
nice.
Know, starting November the 4th, which is 2 weeks.
It's hard to believe.
We have South Florida. All
Yay.
The folks will be joining our network. And it'll be WFTL out of South Florida, 850 on the AM dial. You can hear it all the way, from, I understand, from Melbourne all the way to Miami. So you can hear it loud and clear from Miami all the way.
So we'll be able to hear it here as well, right?
What? The show is coming out of here. That's where it comes
yeah.
from.
Yeah, oh. They'll be streaming it from here.
They'll be streaming it from here.
But it'll be live on there. If you're driving around from Vero Beach all the way down to Miami in the car, you can hear it on
wow.
WFTL 850.
Yeah, you can hear
so
it in
it's
the house
big
now
deal.
And you can hear it in the car.
It's a really big deal. We're really, really excited. And it just brings us all together in this, you know, besides
WFTL,
all over the country.
WFTL, that radio station, is one of the biggest in South
Everybody
Florida.
Everybody knows WFTL.
They hit millions of people down there in that area. Mm-hmm. They stream 950,000 people a week.
Wow.
And it's a very strong radio show.
I have a lot of friends down there because I went to college down there.
Oh, well, tell them they can listen.
I definitely will.
Yeah. And I understand they knocked another show off to put
they
us
did.
In.
Wow.
And I understand the show before us.
That's fun. A lot
that's
of our
a
listeners
show.
Are going to love
that. That's an
that.
Oldie show.
Ken Held
oldies show
right.
before ours.
If you guys like the oldies, tune on WFTL 850 AM right before us.
Yep, that's an oldie
is
show.
It, is
right
that his a two-hour show?
Yeah, he's 5 to 7.
5
we're 7
to 7
to
9. p.m. Sunday yep. nights. Yeah.
So even though it's after dark, the a.m. will still work on the regular radio dials?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, we've been doing this thing for years. We your show's after dark. Get it? After dark.
After dark.
It depends
right.
on every station.
It depends on their signal.
It's different. Some stations go down. Like our station goes from 50,000 to 24,000,
which
but
is huge.
It's still huge.
Okay.
In Missouri, it's I don't know what it goes down to, but it's still very, very strong at night. Most stations are very strong at night.
So I think we're going to break, Michael, and then we're going to come back to our first guest.
We got a lot of folks.
Oh, we have so much going on.
Don't forget, by the way, call-in phone number is 407-894-1680.
Right.
407-894-1680.
That's very important because Kelly Egan, Customer Relations Manager for the Blind and Low Vision Community at Sprint Accessibility, will be calling in, and we would love it. We would just love it if you would call in, so would Kelly, and ask her some questions about Sprint.
Don't go away. We got a lot coming up. Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training program. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Sprint accessibility logo on a white background. Kelly Egan, Sprint Vision Customer Relations.
Hi, I'm Kelly Egan with Sprint Vision, and this is my guide dog, Hope. We're here to share another story about Sprint's commitment to providing solutions so that everyone can stay in touch.
Woman uses a large visual display at her desk. Irenisa Almo.
I am a customer relationship supervisor, and I always want to provide the best customer service to my customers, making sure that they are happy and that they will come back to us.
Irenisa receives a text on her smartphone, then meets a friend for lunch.
Sprint Vision feels the same way. Customer care is our priority. We know how important a smartphone can be in creating independence and feeling safe. We're committed to the best customer care for our customers who are blind or have vision loss.
Sprint is definitely delivering the best customer service out there. They are actually taking their time to speak to people with vision loss, and they are really understanding a public who is blind or visually impaired. They get us, and it's greatly appreciated.
Collage of Sprint Vision users and devices.
Sprint Vision works with manufacturers and the blind and low vision community to deliver user-friendly, accessible wireless devices. Sprint Vision is here for you. Learn more about Sprint Vision devices at sprint.com/vision.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Ah,
are back. Yes, we are. This is your host, Michael. And you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. For those who are listening for the first time, just tuning in, want to know what this show is all about. Well, this show is about, well, we said before, we're the bridge between the blind and the sighted community. But we try to be entertaining. We try to be fun. We try to be informative. We try to be a lot of things. And now our latest thing we're trying to do is help employment, getting jobs for the visually impaired and the blind community. And while we're waiting for our guests to come on, I think we're going to go do our first trivia.
I actually have a PSA for Lighthouse if you'd like to get
okay,
that
Okay, while we're waiting, while we're doing
yeah,
do
well,
the
Chris
trivia.
Chris is on the phone anyway.
Hey, Chris.
He's on the phone, Michael. Okay. Okay.
So
He's
let's do our first trivia song. The first trivia, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. This is trivia time. Who is singing this song? Come on now, let's go. Hey, I got it. Let's go, come on. Come on now.
Well, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that. Ooh, wee. Look at that, look at that, look at that. Ooh, wee. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, wee. Well, she's so fine, fine, fine. She's so fine.
407-894-1680.
She's so fine.
No idea.
1680.
She's really sweet. The finest girl you ever want to meet. Oh, 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 oh.
Okay, great.
Oh, 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 oh.
Okay, who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. You got to call in soon because our guest just called in, so you only got a minute to call in. Right now. Who is singing the song? Can't wait too much longer because our guest is now calling in. 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song? Anybody calling in yet? Well, we'll get to wait one more minute and then we'll talk to Kelly.
Silence.
Silence. I hear nothing. Everybody should know that.
I think you just stumped everybody with that.
I don't know
one.
Who it is. Oh,
okay.
You don't know who that is?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. You don't know that voice?
Sorry, I know the voice.
407-894-680. Okay, then you know what? We got to take right now, Miss Kelly. I don't want to wait.
Right.
Kelly.
That's right. We don't want to
Kelly is right here.
Yeah,
we got another right. Kelly.
Oh, we got
right.
another Kelly.
Kelly's rule the world. That's right.
That's there it. Go. We got the fabulous Miss Kelly on the line.
That's right. We That's have right. Kelly Egan on the line.
Miss Kelly, are you there, Miss Kelly Egan?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Oh, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, when I hear you, I'm fabulous. I got a couple of Kellys. I got a Kelly James here next to me, and now I got a Kelly Egan on the line.
That's right.
And for those who don't know, this young lady on the phone that you'll be talking right now, she's something special. Because she's with Sprint, and she is the boss with the hot sauce when it comes to the visually impaired, the blind community. This is her job, handling down the customer service, and she's the manager of the visually impaired and the blind manager department. Did I say it right?
Close enough.
Close enough? Man, well, yeah. What can I say? Close enough. So, Kelly.
Yes.
Tell us about Sprint. I'm waiting to hear about Sprint.
Well, so I am responsible for outreach to the blind and low vision community, and I have a team that works with me around the country, and all of us are blind or low vision. So that makes us a little bit unique in that when we go to events around the country, we go to the NFB and the ACB and the AFB and the BVA and NIB, and you name it. We go to everything.
ABC.
And our objective is to bring the store to the event so that people don't have to get out and go to the store and go back to the store and so on and so forth. We try to bring the store to the events and provide good customer service and good pricing to our consumers.
And if anybody has a question, please call in and ask Kelly. The number is 407-894-1680. I think that's right. I said it without thinking. Is that right, Michael? 894-1680.
I know some of the folks that use Sprint, they love it.
Yeah, and let us know your experiences and ask Kelly questions. I'm sure she would love to answer. So not to interrupt, Kelly.
Shall I keep talking?
Or absolutely. We want to
okay.
hear you. Absolutely.
All right.
We love hearing you.
Well, let's see. This week, we are going to be at the NCSAB, I believe, this weekend in Los Angeles. And that'll be fun. So we'll be there supporting them.
What is that?
And then we'll be... Actually, we'll be at We'll be at NCSB over Halloween, the 31st, the 1st, and the 2nd.
What does that stand for?
And that will be in Long Beach, huh?
What does that stand for, those initials?
It stands for National Council of Agencies for the Blind, basically.
Oh, okay.
I know. It gets a little confusing.
Right,
FASB
is
lost
the Florida
the terminology
one.
Myself.
So it's like NASB, yeah.
So we'll be working with counselors there and supporting them and providing opportunities for them to support their people with Sprint plans and support and customer care. So that will be exciting. So we've got NCSAB. We've got, we're doing several events that same weekend on the East Coast and with NFB and so on. So. This is our busy season. The fall gets really crazy busy.
Will you be at ATIA in Orlando in end of January?
We aren't that far ahead. We're focused right now on getting through December. So I do not know, but probably we usually are. So I assume we will be.
Kelly, one of the things I don't know if everybody knows is that your team are all blind and visually impaired, correct?
That is correct.
So if you would explain to the audience, how that really helps you with insight as to the product and the advantages of using Sprint.
Sure. Well, thank you. I will.
And you're welcome.
So, the idea is we get it, right?
Right.
So it's different to use our devices, whether it's an iPhone or an Android or a flip phone. It's different. Everything that we do is unique. And though the stores might know how to do it, they don't use it regularly, so we're able to help people get set up and answer questions. We have some very good pricing on plans, and typically there's a promotion of some sort. One of the most exciting promotions for people who are blind or low vision that come see us or that join Sprint is we provide a free KNFB reader license. So that's typically $100. And we provide you a license number to download a free KNFB reader.
Could that be available for people that already have Sprint?
Yes.
Because that's I'm going to share that with my clients because that is golden.
Kelly James, explain to Kelly Egan what your role is, what you do, so she knows.
So I'm a rehab counselor for blind services here in Orlando. I know several people that have Sprint. So I'll definitely let them know because that is, a savings for them of $100.
What is a KNFB reader?
Well, let me just make one thing clear real quick. If they're existing clients, it would come when they're upgrading their, to their next phone.
Okay.
So they have to be at a point of upgrade and or a new customer. So at some point, we all have to upgrade.
Everybody has to upgrade.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely let them know
still
because that will be helpful for them.
Well, that's terrific.
Yes. And then the second question was, what is a KNFB reader?
Mm-hmm.
It's an application that allows us to hold our phones basically over printed documents. And the phone, through the camera, will read the document and it will read it verbally.
Wow.
To me.
A screen reader. So, it's like, Kelly's showing me.
Yeah, it's only a reading hard copy. So, if something's not digital, we can use our phones to translate it into digital speak, if you will. So you can, you know, you can read menus, or you can read articles, or you can read certain things. You can't read everything. In other words, if you're trying to read a can of soup, that might be a little difficult. But you just have to position your phone so that the camera is looking at whatever you're trying to read, and it will read it to you.
I've had really great success with using certain apps with the stand, the Faux-Pido stand, the little, it's like a...
Yeah.
And that really helps, because sometimes, no matter how steady your hand is, the phone might move a little bit, even if you're trying to position it, and it's hard to keep it exactly steady, you know. So I think those stands are great, and it's portable and lightweight. It's like kind of like cardboard with two metal things.
Which Kelly?
No, Kelly Egan. You know what? I have to say something about Sprint. This is Michael. I have to say something really wonderful about Sprint. And the listeners should be listening to what I'm going to say, because it's very true about Sprint. The more I know about Sprint, the more I'm impressed. I know Sheila Young told me that the service is tremendous. But one of the things I just heard again, which was told to me a while back, and if our listeners don't know this, they should know it, and that is what you said, that you have folks that are visually impaired and blind in your team that work for Sprint. And I can tell you now that a lot of the people that compete against Sprint, you won't find any blind folks there as far as working visually impaired and blind folks in their company. And as far as I'm concerned, people should go with people that take care of our own. And Sprint takes care of our own by hiring people that are visually impaired and blind. And that is fabulous. And just listen to what Kelly is saying about the visually impaired and blind when it comes to Sprint. That is fantastic, because not all the competition out there that you can use for your phones have visually impaired and blind people working there, because they don't hire them. So just think about that for a minute, how Sprint is so special. And it is. That's what I want to tell you about.
And along those lines, Michael, to your point, Kelly, I remember the last time you were on, somebody said, well, it's not so great when you go to the store, but what would be plan B if they don't feel like they're getting the service that they need at the store? What would they do?
There's a couple things they can do.
Okay.
It varies from store to store. We're working very diligently to upgrade and get the stores trained. You know, it's quite a task to really build it into the whole DNA of the corporation, and we're getting there. But you know, it's slow sometimes. So I would say the next best thing then is to call me on my number, which I'll give you, and then we can also connect you with telesales and or customer care for people, accessibility customer care team, they're called now. Or they can go online to sprint.com/vision, and we have a accessible website there.
And I've done it, and it goes right to audio. As soon as you go,
yes.
As soon as you get to that landing page, it starts talking to you. It's terrific.
Yeah.
It's so impressive.
Yeah. So there's, you know, multiple ways to do it. I'd say if you get, you know, frustrated at a store, I'll say call me, and I'll give you the number. It's 913-315. No, I'm sorry. That's not me. That's corporate. I'm sorry. It's 720.
Oh, I have that
988-6744.
Right. I have that number. Yeah. I didn't know if I could broadcast that number.
You can.
Okay.
You can.
Oh, Kelly,
yeah.
Kelly, James, do you have questions for Kelly?
Yeah. So, when someone upgrades their phone, or if they're a new customer, are they going to automatically know? How are they going to know? I mean, I'm going to tell everybody that I know that's blind, but how are people going to know to ask for the license for the KNFB reader?
Okay, so what they need to do, because trust me, the stores will not necessarily know this. They may not. If they're see us at a show, we'll know it. But if it's just a random new upgrade, et cetera, They can call. This is a number you should really have, and I don't know if you have this number.
I'm going to write it down.
Okay.
What is it?
855-885-7568.
I got it.
Put it on our website.
And that's Accessibility Care Team.
Okay.
We'll put it on our website.
Yeah. I think that's on the landing page also.
It is.
Yeah, I remember that.
The Accessibility Care Team, and that's where they'll get the license. So they'll get their upgrade, and then they'll call the Accessibility Care Team and let them know, you know, they'll open up, tell them their phone number, they'll look at their account, and they will apply the license. They'll give them the license for the KNFB reader over the phone.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Kelly Egan. You're something else. You are something.
And if they already have a KNFB reader, we also have a promotion. For the blind and low vision community to get $100 free Uber rides.
Oh,
so
awesome.
$10 off of 10 Uber rides.
That's great.
You hear all this?
All these incentives.
Well, we want to build, you know, we want to be the place where people come for if they're blind and low vision. You know, and I will just say, you know, the fact that we have competition, I just pretend we don't, but we do in a huge way, and none of them are ever at any of these events, which I am absolutely grateful for, so don't tell them.
Well, thank you for calling in,
Kelly.
We're going to break. Thank you very much for calling in. And
have
we'll
a good week.
Again.
I don't think she heard us, Michael.
Are you talking to me?
Yes. Oh, did you hear us? What I said? I said, we're going to break. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it so much. Thank you, Kelly.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling in. Appreciate it so much.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you'll need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day.
From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. You want to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. Look like nobody knew the last trivia. I can't believe it. Nobody called
in. Serves you right.
But I'll just tell you who it is. It was Jackie Wilson. Jackie Wilson.
Oh, she called in for trivia?
No, I was going to call. I was going to tell you who the artist was.
Jackie Wilson.
Oh, well,
the song was Reet Petite. That was a big record. He was fabulous, and his day was fabulous.
Well, I was wrong anyway then.
Okay. We have a call on the line.
We
calling in from Orlando. Sherry is, hello, Miss Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Sherry, sexy.
Hello. Hello. I'm here. How are you guys? Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Sherry.
How you doing?
I'm good. Kelly came to our NFB meeting yesterday. That made me extremely happy. It made my whole day.
There you go.
Thank you.
Aww.
Yeah, you can come back anytime. So,
what's new, Sherry?
I almost thought of a question for the Sprint person, and it's too late.
So, well, guess what? Take her phone. Yeah. I'll text you her phone number, and you call her.
Cool.
I'll do it right
That'd
now.
That'd be great, because I've been a Verizon customer for years and years and years and years and years, and she's given me a lot of reasons to change companies.
Yeah, change, so. Also, yeah.
Change.
What I said on the, I was serious.
No, but she's terrific.
How many people, like Verizon, have blind people and visually impaired people answering the phone and talking, helping you? Here they do.
I don't know. I've known a couple of visually impaired people at Verizon, but they don't have like a whole staff like they do at Sprint.
Well, there you
and
go.
I do think supporting people is a good idea.
Right.
But I'm just worried about their coverage. That's what worries me.
Oh, you don't have to worry about
coverage is fabulous.
I've had coverage issues.
Oh, they're like the, it's top good. Of the line. Yeah. Yeah.
Sprint is very good.
I'm going to send you her personal
Nobody's
phone number.
Perfect. Nobody.
Cool.
But Sprint is very good. Top of the line.
But
okay.
You guys are doing great. And Kelly, one thing I really admire about you is you keep up on what is new in apps and technology.
She does.
And you let your clients and your friends know. And I think that's so cool.
Thanks, Sherry. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for calling in, Sherry.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
See you soon, Sherry.
See you soon. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hi. It's trivia time.
I'm going to send out a phone number.
Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Oh, by the way, don't forget to look us up on our web. blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you missed any part of the show, well, take a look what you missed. Listen, all the shows are there since we've had the show except for the hurricanes. 407-894-1680. That's our phone number. And the website is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Let's hear it for trivia.
You send me. I know you. Darling, you send me. Honest you do, honest you do, honest you do.
Whoa. Number one song in the 50s.
You
number one song.
Thrill me. I know you, you, you. Thrill me. Darling, you, 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 you. Thrill me. Honest. First I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Now
So who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Oh, I got some news to tell everybody. Listen to this one. My brother Barry.
Oh, yeah, that's big news.
Listen to this. One of his songs is going to be in a movie. They just paid him a lot of money for one of his songs.
A lot of money.
A lot of money.
Nice.
Just paid him a lot of movie.
Is he going to share it with you?
The song is going to be in the movie is Try the Impossible by Lee Andrews and the Hearts. Try the Impossible.
Wow.
Lee Andrews and the Hearts is going to be in a movie.
What movie?
When I hear the title, who's going to be, what it's about, I'll let everybody know.
I thought he told us, but I don't want to
Can
say
the
wrong
song?
Name.
Can we hear
You know what? Do me a favor. Let's look it up.
When he's on the phone, Michael.
When you get a chance, let's listen to the song.
Your brother's name is Barry Golder.
Yeah. Barry Golder. Oh,
wow. So, okay, but Chris is on the phone. I'd like to do a PSA, please,
okay.
if you
hey,
would allow
me. Chris, can you
me.
Hear me?
No, he's on the
okay,
phone, Michael.
Okay, when he's off the top.
Okay, so I just want to remind everybody that this Friday, October 26th at the Lighthouse Central Florida, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., if you're interested in learning about obtaining an ABLE, that's A-B-L-E, ABLE account, if you or someone you care about has a visual impairment or another disability that has caused a problem and as far as they're not being able to save money or make money or purchase tools to improve their daily life. So join them for the informative session about ABLE accounts and how these ABLE accounts can help you or your loved one achieve these goals of saving money and making money without impacting your medical or social benefits. So that should be really interesting. That's this Friday, 215 East New Hampshire Street. I know it by heart.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir. I got the phone lines lit up over here, so good. I'm listening to you, and I'm doing the phone calls
okay.
at the same time.
Okay.
So I got Brother Theo on the phone okay. who wants to call, and then I got Brother Clifford on the phone as well for those two callers back-to-back for your trivia.
Okay. Put on, if you would, find the song Try the Impossible by Lee Andrews and the Hearts.
Okay.
When you were busy answering the phone, my brother just got a lot of money for that to be in the movies.
Okay.
That song's going to be in the movie. It's going to be the title of the movie.
Gotcha.
So, Brother Theo?
Theo.
Theo is on the line from Orlando.
How you doing, Mr. You? Michael and Mrs. Lynn?
Hi, I haven't spoken to you in a long time.
How you doing?
Yes, and God bless y'all, and I love y'all so much.
Oh, thank you.
I listen a lot, but I don't say too much.
Well, thank you so much.
We're glad you're out there, Theo.
Yes. Yes, the name of the song, I mean, it's Sam Cooke, if I'm not mistaken.
100% wow. right, Sam Cooke. 100% right.
All right, and so Michael, he won.
Michael?
Yes.
We got the same birthday, June the 15th.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know that, June
and
the 15th.
I didn't know him, but I know he's a beautiful person, Joe Pilano. And I know that touched your heart.
Yes, he does.
That's
Joe
right.
Pilano. I don't know him, but I believe he's a beautiful person.
Oh, he was.
He was. He was.
We miss him terribly.
And Miss Lynn?
Yes.
Don't feed Michael too much seasoning on his food, because it's not good. You have a pinch where he can taste the flavor, but not too much. We need him to stay around for a very long
That's
time.
That's right. We have that argument all the time, Theo. I make something really good, and then he just covers it with hot sauce.
Ugh. Okay, I think hot sauce might not be that bad, but like salt and pepper. Now,
oh, yeah, that's right. Salt is not good for you.
So give just a little bit so he'll be okay.
There you go.
Thank you for calling in.
Well, he won. Wait, he won.
Michael?
Yes.
You live and not die in the name of Jesus. And I want that thing to go, that what I want today.
Yes.
Tonight, I want to go to Chris Shaw, babies. And his wife.
All right.
Okay. Well, you just won and gave it to him as far as Sonny's Barbecue. That's who he won. Sonny's Barbecue.
Nikita.
Nikita, right.
Pick him out.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Brother Theo.
Okay, thank
you. God bless you all. Have a good night.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right.
Who's on the line now?
Clifford.
Clifford.
Well, no, Clifford hung up, so I have Miss Christine on the line, and then I got Jim on the phone line.
Christine, is she new?
No, she's called there before. Sister Christine, how you doing?
How you doing?
Yes.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Miss Christine.
Hi. I think I know singing that song.
Well, he just won. Who do you think was, anyway?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Well, it's still nice to talk to you.
Yes, it's okay. Who do you think was?
I think it was Otis Redding.
No, it wasn't Otis Redding. No, it was Sam Cooke.
Different kind of
voice. Okay, all right.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Christine. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Thanks for calling. Who else on the
anybody
line?
Anybody else, Chris?
I have Jim from Kissimmee.
Oh,
hey, Jim. How you doing?
We met Jim at the event last week.
We shouldn't even talk. The Eagles lost.
Yeah.
Hey, it was nice meeting you at the White Kangaroo.
It was.
Yeah. That was, we all learned about Polaro. It was nice. And thanks for the volunteers. It was very hot that day. Basically, I have a couple of quick comments. I wanted to offer my condolences to the brothers and Carolyn. Because I lost my wife in May, so I know, you know, kind of what they're going through.
Wow.
So, you know.
Sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear about you.
But today was a bad day for me because
that's right. Eagles
my
lost.
Eagles lost. They were leading 14 to nothing and lost
17 to nothing.
Who'd they lose, 17 who'd they lose nothing. Against?
Carolina Panthers. Yeah.
Carolina.
They were up 17-0 until the last
and
5
Jim,
6 minutes.
And Jim, isn't that worse when they're winning and then they lose as opposed
to
losing?
Yeah, but they were winning 14 to nothing.
17-0.
17-0. Oh, God. Oh, well.
He does the same thing you do, Michael. This is my Eagles. Yeah. That's a Philly thing.
Well, anyway.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim, for calling.
Well, anyway, it was. I just went to call and say hi and
That's
everything.
That's very nice.
And say that White Cane was well organized.
It really was.
Did you like the ice cream?
Did
you
a great
the
job.
Ice cream?
Oh, he said he loved it.
It was delicious.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye,
well,
Jim.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks for the ice cream.
Kelly, would you mind putting on the spot, Kelly? Can you do a quick PSA for the GOCB? For the local people, for the Tijuana Flats. Then,
oh, yes. Yeah. So this Wednesday.
I know you know the details.
October 24th at Tijuana Flats. I don't know the exact street number, but it's University Drive in
it's near
Winter
Forsyth.
Park.
Yeah.
Not Orlando, Winter Park. Near UCF. It's Dine and Donate. So part of the proceeds, I think it's 10 or 15%, go to Greater Orlando Council of the Blind. And one of our members, Asla Gonser, and her band, the Jane Gang, will be performing. And there will be raffles of hot sauces. So it'll be a good time. It starts at 5 o'clock and goes till 8.
Well, thank you, Kelly.
And by the way, I keep on saying this. If you are in
wherever you are,
St.
Louis, complain that it's just
Kansas
Orlando.
City, wherever you are in this country, you can call in. You can write to us. You can write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You can call us. 407-894-1680, and let us know what you're doing out there. If you have any PSAs you want us to do, you have any cane coming up, white cane? We had one in GOCB last week.
That was the
Orlando. Lighthouse and the GOCB
right.
together, which we had something very nice last, what was it?
Hey, what about, Michael, what about people raising cane?
Raising cane, yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's good.
Yeah.
I was trying not to go there.
What, raising cane?
No, in the sad news aspect of everything. I understand, Mike, how you feel.
Oh,
and I feel
Eagles.
Your pain about the Eagles.
I know about Chicago, too, lost.
Yeah. I thought 1985 came back all over again, and I...
It came close.
Yeah, it came close, but, yeah. At least we was never up, though.
Yeah.
But you don't get depressed, do you, Chris?
I don't get depressed. I go into a silence.
Oh, that's what he does. Mr. Grumpy for a while.
Yeah, did you find the Leander Zaharch?
Thank you for bringing that back.
Yeah, Try the Impossible. Did you find it?
Try the Impossible. Okay, I got you.
Okay.
Try the Impossible, Leander Zaharch.
Are we listening to it? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, I want people to hear the song that he just got money for.
Okay, yeah.
It's going to be in a movie. This is going to be in a movie.
It's your brother's song.
So your brother wrote the lyrics to the song?
He produced it. He wrote part of it, and he produced it. It was his group, Leanders and the Hearts.
I met him.
Oh, Lee Andrews.
Lee Andrews and the Hearts.
I thought you said Leandra.
Lee Andrews and the Hearts.
You know what, Chris? If I remember, I'll bring you a picture of Michael and Barry and Lee.
They had long, lonely nights. They had teardrops. And by the way, you know who his son is? Lee Andrews, he passed away. His son is on
He's a reggae? Isn't he?
His band is called Roots.
Yeah, he's a reggae band, isn't he?
No, not Roots. Not Roots.
The group called Roots is on television every night.
With Jimmy Kimmel.
You're right.
Is it Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel.
Really? I didn't know that was his son. Okay.
Yeah, it was his son. He's a tall guy with an Afro haircut.
Yeah, the drummer.
That's his son.
Yeah, they did a song. I got one of my favorite songs that they did. It's a hip-hop R&B type group.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull it up for you so you can hear.
His last name is Thompson. So that's Leandra's real name.
Here it comes, Michael.
Impossible. Try to understand the way I feel about you. Try the incredible. For in trying all of my dreams might come true. Try to understand your everything I ever hope for.
All right. So that's my brother's song, Try the Impossible, the Andrews and the Hearts.
Hey, do we have to give him royalties for playing that right now?
So we'll have to play it later when the Boca crowd and South Florida comes on. We'll have to play it again for those people in South Florida.
I'm thinking we're going to break in 1 minute.
Is your brother in Fort Lauderdale?
Yes, he lives there. Yeah,
he's in South Florida.
Yeah.
Chris has got a call, but I think we're going to go to break.
Yeah, we'll have to get him on.
And we have a busy, busy second hour, folks. So get your snacks and get ready.
Get ready for the
second hour.
And listen, folks, if you ever are away and you're not near a computer and you want to listen to the show, you can just listen on the cell. You can listen on your phone. Just dial 518-712-0057. We've got a break. See you on the other side of the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-A.com.
Choice Mutual. Remember the name, Choice Mutual. Don't be selfish. Make sure your final expenses are covered. It's not right to leave the ones you love with all the expenses and the bills. We now have 20 different life insurance companies to work with. There's nothing to sign. It's all electronics. It's all voice activated. Choice Mutual. Call now today. 1-800-409-5994. That's 1-800-409-5994. Choice Mutual. An insurance company you can be proud of. Do it today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
You know the best part of the day is when you get to spend time with your pet. And Purina knows that. Purina also knows pets like yours have unique nutritional needs. That's why they offer a wide range of products, so you can choose a food that's right for your pet. And with Purina Nutrition, you can help power your best years together. To learn how Purina's approach to nutrition can help impact the lives of your pet, go to Purina.com. Purina Pet Food is available anywhere pet products are sold. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And the good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Oh,
We're back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Top of the hour. No kidding. That fast. Wow. Hey, Chris.
I'm all yours. Oops. I was.
We're going to break again?
Oh, my goodness gracious. He said keep it short.
That's funny.